I usually make it to Jazz Fest for at least one of the Fridays. I don't know, though, if I've ever listened to more Jazz Fest than I have this year through the so-called Festing in Place, supported by WWOZ's playlist and my quarantine uniform code, which has called for shorts just about every day these last 6 weeks. Below my alb, I might be wearing my Tricentennial Edition Jazz Fest shirt, and that might be the second time in a week for such a selection. Tuning into these pre-selected cubes, I can't quite get the music to physically shift me from stage to stage like normal. I'm a fairgrounds rambler of the highest measure. But the sound, in and of itself, seems to be doing something to me. It's almost like when I was abroad for a few years, or even the months after Katrina, the sound brings you right back. It doesn't solve anything, right? Not with a plane ticket or a functional levee system or a confirmed vaccine, but it does say, New Orleans, we're still here. Whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. If hearing John Boutte's post-Katrina performance or an Aaron Neville gospel tent set brings us magically to that racetrack turned concert hall, what did Jesus' words do for us this morning? Where do they bring us? This Easter playlist is even more needed, right? Our gate movement, even more liberating than just outside and then in and then through the entrance on Sauvage Street. The sheep hear his voice as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Much is made of Jesus as the Good Shepherd. Did you know the oldest existent art of Jesus is in this guise, the Good Shepherd painted with sheep slung over his back in the catacombs in Rome. This imagery today, though, is less visual, not a two-dimensional cemetery devotional drawing, not even a sweaty-browed, field-living Jesus, as much as both of those could fit in well with the whole Jazz and Heritage Festival backdrop. Now, Jesus is the Good Shepherd in this first gospel example because of this audible element. The sheep hear his voice and are moved into action. He calls, he leads, they follow. It's Jazz Fest second weekend. It's rained over the course of the last 10 days, of course. The water, the boot prints, Steve Gleason's watermelon rind all create a muddy, lived-in feeling. But it's the sound that keeps folks moving, the sound that keeps the beat, the sound that reminds that we're still very much here. Instead of a Mardi Gras Indian chief, with our apologies to Gertown's own Golden Star Hunters, imagine that second line sweeping through the fairgrounds, but with Jesus at the head. He's the Good Shepherd because he's the spy boy, the drum major, the man out front making things audible. And we follow, not with German precision, but with a Caribbean flow, Jesus delighting our ears, yes, calling us by name. The sheep hear his voice as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. How much different the rest of our gospel sounds from this place in the procession. Jesus the shepherd is now Jesus the gate. He's led us, he's moved us, and now he brings us home. Feel the delight, the contentment, the desire to keep pace with him and find this place. Whoever enters through me will be saved. Yes, there are certain practices I need to keep, certain skills I need to hone, certain teachings I need to pay more attention to. And I do so because I hear that voice calling to me and leading me on, because I hear my good shepherd, because I know the gate I need to move through for abundant life. Tomorrow, our fasting in place will give way to our just being stuck in place again, another blue Monday following a bright weekend. But all this has been real. All that we've heard has been real. New Orleans, we're still here. Jesus' voice at the front of the line, calling our name, calling us forward, calling us to keep up, giving us hope. For all that we're seeing and for all that we're not seeing, don't miss what's audible. The sheep hear his voice as the shepherd calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. Whoever enters through me will be saved.